It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. 5G making news on multiple fronts, more healthcare data, and now with regulatory impact, and a recap of acquisitions and private equity money. This is the Business of Tech. A recap of three 5G pieces of news. The Wall Street Journal is reporting on the fracture of different arms of the government on how to allocate space on the spectrum for 5G. The FCC, who manages policy for spectrum licenses, has openly fought with the Commerce Department, which has agencies managing spectrum for weather satellites. Departments of Transportation, Energy, and Education have objected to various plans, and the top Trump appointee responsible for mediating spectrum disputes quit this past spring. In another journal story, 5G was highlighted as offering new features to prevent cyber attacks, as well as easily identify threats and authenticate users. In a separate story from MIT Technology Review, security researchers have identified 11 vulnerabilities in the protocols for 5G, potentially allowing exposures of a user's location, spoofing of emergency alerts, tracking of phone activity, and silently disconnecting a phone from the network. The researchers have sent their findings to the Mobile Network Standards Body, which has said it's working on fixes. Why do we care? 5G is rolling out now and will have pretty significant impact on the capabilities of technology. With fiber rollout slowing and the very expensive capital costs to roll out bandwidth via physical means, 5G promises to complete the broadband initiative and blanket the planet with reliable and fast internet. Political factors do overlap here. The Trump administration is motivated to solve the 5G spectrum problem, as the map of those underserved by broadband internet providers and those counties that voted for him overlap. With the backbone about to make a massive leap forward, tracking the progress of the rollout matters to those delivering technology services. Following up to yesterday's story about healthcare data, the Financial Times has reported that many popular health websites are sharing private and personal medical data with big tech companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Oracle, as well as data brokers and ad firms like Scorecard and OpenX. The piece also reports how 79% of the health websites investigated use cookies to track movement around the internet by third parties, and done without consent makes the practice illegal under EU regulations. Why do we care? Regular listeners know that the topic of the perception of technology companies is a key takeaway to this story. Today, we won't dwell here. A new notable thread here is the lack of compliance with GDPR. It's key to watch how the EU and UK authorities respond. The UK regulator in particular has a reputation for light touch, but the EU less so. Back in June, it was reported that those regulators may be looking more closely. Now, with this series of events, we can see how this will really play out. A recap of some acquisitions in the past few days. ServiceNow has acquired Fairchild Resiliency Systems, a business continuity provider and managed IT services provider in Boston. They are a ServiceNow independent software vendor. Carbonite, parent of WebRoot, was acquired by OpenText, selecting them over several bidding private equity firms. OpenText is an enterprise information management company, bringing them into the SMB market with the acquisition of Carbonite. Tech Data has been acquired by private equity firm Apollo. The formal announcement came today. Apollo has other experience in the tech sector, including previous ownership of Rackspace and backing Presidio in the mid-market IT solutions provider sector. This will take Tech Data private. Why do we care? ServiceNow looking at the MSP space is notable, although there have been large MSPs engaged with the platform before. Private equity is a constant source of discussion in the MSP space. Depending on your opinion of that, here is one company that did not go with PE backing, and a significant one who did. The big takeaway is to always understand the financial motivations of those you work with, and then make your own plans accordingly. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Did you catch last week's episode? Three topics in 30 minutes, including learning about blockchain, how you can get value from a peer or mastermind group, and the U.S. military delivers via drone to a submarine and the implications on the market. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at MSPradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. If you're enjoying the show, please share it around with one of your colleagues or communities, and we will see you tomorrow.